We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Stephen Vest,
Savari,
Michael Hopkins,
Michael Davis,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Yodlet,
Brownie Davis,
Chad Swenson,
William Wilson,
Carl Black,
Steve Areza,
I have no more names,
Michael Drescher,
James Burns,
Dad Gunner.
Thanks, everyone.
And we're recording.
Let's get it started in here.
Okay, hey everybody, welcome to another Ragnarok actual play. Today we're going to be playing Fiasco. This is a custom written module that we wrote 8 years ago and then haven't seen since.
I would like to say, you say we, it was mostly Ed and Chris.
It was mostly me and Chris. I definitely remember you and put some stuff in there.
I don't remember anything about it. I'm sure I did.
You put one, I think like...
Gay couple.
Yeah. that was my one contribution. Yeah. Gay couple.
Alright, so this is called The Perfect World, and I'm going to turn it over to Alex because he has the announcer voice.
In a world. It's the year 22... Oh, I keep turning the volume up because I lay it down when stuff happens. Alright. It's the year 2222, a time of silver jumpsuits, food in pill form, flying cars, and, of course, horrific tyranny. But it's not all that bad. The illustrious Lord Omnipotor rules with a gold-plated iron fist. That is to say, he is an oppressive tyrant, but he takes good care of his enslaved and adoring public, provided they remain enslaved and adoring. You want to get laid by the most beautiful women in the galaxy? Pay homage to Omnipotor and you will. Want to eat prime rib until your stomach bursts? Pay homage to Omnipotor and you will. Want to swim naked in a pool full of gelatin and eels? Odd, but you get the idea.
I think that's homage. Homage would be like a reference to.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, it would. Homage would be a reference. Yeah, you're right. One warning, though. Beware of the radical rebels that threaten to disturb the utopia you live in. They hate Omnipotor and all that he has worked to create. They are to be shot on sight. You'd never fraternize with these subversive lunatics, would you? And of course, don't venture outside the safety of the Omnitopolis city walls into the Badlands. The monsters that lurk there would devour you whole. Surely, the stories about the civilization of cave-dwelling friendly mutants is a lie made up by the radicals who wish to see you torn limb from limb. Whoever, or whatever, you choose to ally yourself with, you are going to learn that in the year 2222, humans live in the perfect world. Movie nights. The Island, Logan's Run, Brave New World, Sleeper, Blade Runner, V for Vendetta, Demolition Man, and 1984 Book. Not the movie, the book.
Did they make it into a movie ever? I'm sure.
Yes.
They make everything.
Probably several times.
Yes.
I love it with the books, too.
Yeah, Blade Runner is originally a book.
All right, so who's going first?
V for Vendetta. I think we know who's going first. Why don't we introduce our characters?
I'm Meyer, and I'm playing I-9, who is a robot servant.
I thought you were I-10.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm used to saying I-9 because it is I-10, not I-9. My go-to.
Yeah. You didn't say the key activation phrase, Ryan.
Yeah, that's...
What happened to my other 9? I'm a robot servant to Ryan's character, and... I am also I'm a simulant who looks just like Alex's character.
For some reason.
For some reason. And I'm trying to steal, not trying to kill him, steal his identity.
Have we run into each other before? Like, do I know you exist? Like,
probably.
Okay.
Did you really say creepy. Kill? Are you trying to kill him or just steal his identity?
Who's there trying to steal? Whose identity they're trying to steal?
I mean, you can be trying to kill him.
I'm definitely trying to kill him.
All right. Oh, that's unfortunate.
Well, I can't have two me's running around.
No, two me's.
That's me.
No, it's me.
Me.
Anyway.
You're dead.
No.
I'm going to kill you.
I'm in jail. I'm Alex. I'm playing Declan Jepson. He is a exterior designer. While he was digging up Delta Plastics to make his signature spheres out of, he stumbled upon a serial killer's burial ground. And when he tried to report it to authorities, Lord Omnipotor insisted that there is no serial killer and threw him in a re-education camp until he realizes that there is no serial killer. And he's terrified of being here. He just wants to leave and go back to make just a few seconds.
And we're back.
Sorry about that, listeners.
We're just going to put
Ed's an idiot
over here.
Ed accidentally paused the recording. So my character's a scaredy cat, and he just wants to go back to making his spheres, because they're totally in the season, and they look really good.
Wait, how do I look like? I realize. I said my face was, had like a...
Oh, yeah. So I guess you don't have a...
I mean, you don't necessarily have to look like him.
That's true.
Well, you are a simulant.
Maybe so. You don't look like me yet.
Well, a simulant... yeah, I mean, a simulant would indicate that you look more human.
Oh. Okay.
Though, maybe you're... You start out as a robot, and he's.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. You could always say that you can modify yourself with.
Maybe you have like a holographic face, and when it's not projecting, it's just like a flat screen.
Maybe I have to be. I'm a simulant when I have to. When I'm out on the streets trying to kidnap you guys, but when
you're
I'm in the jail.
Transformer. Yeah, there you go.
Simulant in the streets, robot in the sheets.
You have a bunch of faces that you use to blend in with the crowd.
Yeah. You know, maybe you're like nanobots that like.
Yeah, and one just looks just like Alex.
That's very disturbing to me.
Yeah, I'm like the bad Transformer movie. I can just like a
less racist though.
What? Oh, indeed.
I said less racist.
Why?
I just assume all the Transformers movies are kind of racist because it's Michael Bay. Cool. They're always a little racist.
No, it isn't. Oh, I mean, I'm in Terminator.
Oh, okay. That's fine.
I said the wrong thing. I'm tired.
It's all right.
I'm Ed. I don't know why I just turned into Will for a second. I will be playing Dan... No. Franklin Quayle. Nobody else understands why I accidentally enlisted Dan.
Yeah.
Okay.
Former vice president.
Yeah, people just didn't think it was funny.
It's not.
My name is Ed, and I'm playing Dan Quayle.
Yeah, a lot of things going on.
Otherwise known as the Truth Guy. He is a mutant with the power of hotness, and he excretes pheromones.
Just like Dan Quayle.
Just like Dan Quayle. One out of like 20 people, it works the opposite way. His prisoner number is NCC-1701A.
Oh yeah, mine's NCC-1701B.
And the prison re-education camp that you guys are both incarcerated in is run by me. Hey everybody, I'm Ryan. I'm playing Dr. Olivia Radion. She's the administrator and, lead pharmacist of Lord Omnipotor's re-education camp. She is a true believer in Lord Omnipotor's perfect society, and she tries to help everybody else arrive at that conclusion by way of an intense drug regimen.
Dan Quayle's actually kind of a handsome guy.
Yeah, he's not bad looking.
Not like super hot, but you can make it work.
Well, with fucking...
With Ed's pheromones, they don't care how he spells potato.
Maybe I will.
Did you see Paul Rudd getting put through the face app thing, and he still looks great?
No. Nope.
Because he's Paul Rudd. Damn, Paul.
Ed has a crush on Paul Rudd.
Who doesn't have a crush on Paul Rudd?
I know. Will.
Ant-Man.
He's okay. We've got enough about it.
Will has a crush only on himself.
It's true.
I mean... Who doesn't have a crush on Will?
And that one picture of his mom.
Alright. So who's starting?
You.
Why me?
Because this whole thing was your idea.
Okay. Because I'm obsessed with fiascos and...
Yep.
Yeah, you bug everybody to do them.
Okay. So I am picturing... I'm going to establish... I feel like the... So the... The movie opens up on, there's a silhouette, like a back, so it's a silhouette of somebody's back, and he's seated in a chair. He's seated at like an interrogation table.
Chable.
At the far end of the room.
It's the future. The chairs are connected.
At the far end, at the far end of the room, you hear like a
it's more creak. Efficient that way.
You hear like a metallic creak as the door opens and, you know, some light comes pouring in, and then you hear the clack of like high heels walking on the floor, and there's a shadowy figure that walks towards the seated figure, and takes a seat across from the figure, and it's what does Olivia Radion look like, Ryan?
She's got She's wearing a silver jumpsuit, obviously. She has a clipboard and a tray of I guess maybe some kind of a digital clipboard. And a tray of various pills and little paper cups.
Can we say you have a tablet clipped to the clipboard?
Clipped to the clipboard. She has really big curly red hair, just like an enormous head of curly red hair. And she's wearing like little Rubik's cube looking earrings that flash in all kinds of intricate patterns. And she sits down across from who I'm assuming is Mr. Quayle.
Yeah.
Well, prisoner NCC 1701A. How are we feeling this morning?
I'm feeling truthy.
Of course you are. You're the... She checks the clipboard. Truth guy.
That's what they call me.
Well, let's just see if we can't redefine your truth this morning, shall we? She takes one of the...
It's papers. Not just my truth, Dr. Quinn.
Radeon.
Dr. Radeon. It's everybody's truth. The truth is the truth. And you can't stop the truth.
Well, why don't we start by taking these... pills right here. She sets them down in front of you and like puts a...
Where's yours?
Oh, I took mine earlier.
Oh, I see. What if I don't want to take your pills?
Well, we don't want to make this unpleasant now, do we? Is it a problem that you can't swallow pills? I have gummies. I have chewables.
I don't know. Why don't you tell me? Do you think I have trouble getting things into my mouth, Doctor?
Well, let's just say what it says in your file. she just, like, scrolls. She brings up, like, a dossier. There's a picture of... Franklin. It's like a 3D picture that kind of rotates. It's his prisoner mugshot. And there's a whole, like... personality write-up of you about how you're oppositional, defiant, and you insist that you have to get to the truth of the matter, and it says underneath, like, political dissident, don't listen to a word he says. So she puts down the clipboard and says, well, I think that if you don't take these pills, Mr. Quayle, we may have to make things... Oh, I hesitate to go quite this far, but we may have to make things a bit unpleasant for you.
Well, Doc. And then he leans forward into the light, and, like, there's just this twinkle in his eyes, and his face kind of glows, this, like, unearthly glow. And he just says, I'd hate to make things unpleasant for you. And then he picks up the pills, and he pops them in his mouth. Got any water?
Yes. Here you go.
And he grabs the water and he just, like, sort of slowly drinks it. And then realizes that he's been in prison for, like, a week and is thirsty. And then just guzzles the water. Sorry, that was undignified. I was thirsty.
There. Now, see, was that so hard?
No. No, but... I'm starting to feel... that my truth... Maybe it's something that should be questioned.
Oh, good. Hang on to that thought. I can't. Cue the film.
I can't. runs over to the projector. Presses the button.
So
I feel like she calls it I-10 to cue the film, and he runs in and goes directly next to her where the projector is and presses the button for her.
She swivels her chable. there's like a little connector piece that holds the chair onto the table, and she swivels it around so she can be next to Franklin while they watch the propaganda film.
I'm glad we're keeping the chable.
Yeah.
They're more efficient. So there's this. The film is obviously like a really old, like shitty Super 8 print. Something that they would have in a sci-fi movie or show in the 70s as like future tech.
There's two guys in the video. There's two guys sitting at a bar, and one of them turns to the other. Hey, Jim.
Yeah, Tom?
Have you heard that Lord Omnipotor is bad?
Why, no, Tom. That would be dissidence, and dissidence is wrong.
Come on, Jim. Don't you want to be a dissident with me? Don't you know that Lord Omnipotor is evil?
Why, Tom, that is sedition. You can't talk about Lord Omnipotor like that.
Oh, Tom, what are you? What, looks like you've got Omnipotor fever. Why don't you come to my revolutionary base and work on revolutionary tactics with us?
Well, I do love Lord Omnipotor quite a lot. So maybe we should not do that, and instead I'll turn you over to the secret police.
And then it just bars fall down around Tom, and it says on the screen, "Don't be a Tom." And it just cuts to Jim. Jim is like, sitting in like an opulent mansion.
Instead of Jim, his name should be Dick.
Dick.
So it comes down. Don't be a Tom. Be a dick.
And then it just shows Dick like sitting in an opulent mansion, and he's like drinking a big glass of champagne and eating caviar.
There's just like two metallic arms reach into frame. Thank you for doing your duty as a citizen, Dick. Here's a bag of money.
Lord Omnipotor appreciates you.
And then it just cuts to Tom, and Tom is in the cage, and he just shakes his fist. And then a gout of flames erupts around him, and he like just turns into ash.
Ooh, see, isn't it fascinating? I love this part.
Oh, Dick! You're so manly. You see like the flicker of the light like on their faces. You don't see the what's happening on the screen.
It cuts back to Dr. Radon and Franklin, and she's like leaning her head on his shoulder.
Right. So don't be a Tom, be a dick. I get it. I'm supposed to love Omnipotor, not talk about all the things he does. Right? I'm supposed to like lie.
I knew you would get it. Okay. This morning's treatment is, I thought that was very successful. Thank you, Franklin. You're always so cooperative.
I know. I don't think he got it. He's saying that Omnipotor lies. Lord Omnipotor never lies.
All I said was that I love Lord Omnipotor. Do you not love Lord Omnipotor?
He's obviously responding well to the treatment. Why don't you change out the film and prep us for the next prisoner?
Well, she has her back turned.
You spit out the pills.
He turns around and spits out the pills.
They go into a little grate in the floor, so. I'll have the other robo-servants escort you back to your cell.
Thanks, babe. Ted. You're looking metallic and smooth.
That's how my mom made me.
you just got punished?
Nope.
Well, you could have fooled me. And then he sort of slinks out of the room, and that like absurd like sax music plays.
Your sex hormones doesn't work on me. I'm a robot. I never gonna fuck you.
So we cut back to Dr. Radion making her notes in Franklin's file, and she's just writing over and over again, like, Mrs. Dr. Olivia Quayle.
Mrs. Dr. Olivia Quayle? That's Dr. Professor Patrick to you.
I'm gonna... is that the end of the scene?
Ah, yeah.
No, okay, I'm gonna give my die to Alex.
I want it.
Too bad, you got it.
You got it.
I got it.
Alright, and I guess I'll go next. I-10 has reset for the next patient, and I bring up his dossier on the tablet on the clipboard, and it is Declan Jepson.
Declan is led in by a pair of robot servants. Unlike...
They have, like, metallic clamp hands that are just, like...
Yeah, I was going to say, unlike Franklin, he is in, like, ankle and wrist irons. and is, like, has to do that shuffle step because he can't really move his feet.
I feel like they're really terrible, like, 1950s robots. Like, they're just, like, boxes.
With, like, air conditioning duct arms.
Yeah.
I kind of picture the same kind of... you know, mugshot photo of you in 3D, like, rotating, and you look, like, just terrified.
Yeah.
And then we match cut to the new with the same expression on your face.
Declan,
hands are just metal use.
Yeah. Is a little short, wiry guy with curly blonde hair and glasses with fish hook things to keep them on. And because we're prisoners, he has not orange. They have red jumpsuits, the prisoners, and just like emblazoned on the down, like the whole chest, it's like NCC-1701B, and the back is just a giant barcode that gets scanned everywhere he goes. So they lead him to the chable, and one of the robo guards, who looks disturbingly like me, scans my barcode and like pushes me down into the seat.
Please take your seat at the chable.
Thank you.
Oh, would you close the window on your way out?
Good thing I had that cup to spit my drink back into.
As you command, Doctor.
Now then, NCC-1701.
Very loud.
Yes, they're...
Kikoom! Kikoom! Kikoom!
Their pace is very erratic.
Very slow.
They're
closing door now! Closing the window now!
They're
slam!
They're older models. The AI isn't nearly as good.
My older brothers are weird.
You're always asking me what happened to the first 9 models. Well... She like gestures toward them. Those are the I-2s.
Oh God.
Good morning, Dr. Radion.
Good morning, Mr. Jepson. I like to get to know all my prisoners on their... is it your first day here? I'm sorry.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yes. As you may have heard, I'm Dr. Radion, and I'm here to help you re-educate and reintegrate into Lord Omnipotor's perfect society.
I don't belong here. I love Lord Omnipotor.
Well, of course. We just need to make doubly sure of that before we release you out into the public. So you could start out. She cues something up, and she turns the tablet around to face you. If you could just acknowledge that you are guilty of the following crimes against the state. There's just like a huge list.
It's just like slowly scrolling by its own. Declan reaches out, but his wrist gets stuck, and he has to like maneuver and like very oddly grab the pen and just kind of like sloppily signs his name at the bottom. It looks nothing like his actual name.
All right. Well, in that case, she's reading through. It looks like we're getting the auto verdict back now. The judges were lenient in your case. They sentenced you to drug regimen C.
Oh God, I don't know what that means. I don't need any drugs. I love Lord Omnipotor. I was trying to help and report a killer to the police.
Would you like to withdraw your guilty plea and take your chances with the auto jury?
No, it's okay. You're right. I did it. I need drug regimen C.
Ah, yes. Do you like chewables or gummies?
Whatever you think is best.
Let's start out with the gummies. She puts a paper cup, he goes
and has to like lean forward and just kind of grab it with like two fingers.
I'll help you out.
Thank you.
You have a pretty face.
Oh God.
Such a pretty face.
He just. Declan just kind of starts to sob as he's chewing the pills.
All right. You're going to want to chew those and swallow those because as part of your treatment, we are going to need to do a full memory scan, and the scanner will kill you if you don't have that.
Okay,
would you bring in the scanner, please?
Yes, Mom.
All right. Just let me affix this to your head.
So cool.
This gets a little tight. So
he winces as you like the screws penetrate his skin, and like this starts to you see like a little drop of blood.
Oh, I'm so sorry. It needs to be that tight in order to fully extract all of your memories.
You wipe your blood from your pretty face.
Extract.
She takes a thumb drive out of her pocket and she says, "Oh, it's really more of a copy, but don't worry, just stay perfectly still, and if your life starts flashing before your eyes, that's exactly what's supposed to happen. So I'm just gonna count to three here. One," and then she presses the button.
Declan just like his eyes go wide, he just starts staring and like convulsing slightly. Tears run down his face.
There's just suddenly there's a flash of like you as a child and like your mom is standing there like holding a pie. Oh, Declan, come have some pie. And then she just like fades away into nothingness.
There's a flash of like your first kiss and you graduating from exterior design school and.
Yep. And then hours and hours of me sitting around throwing spheres.
Just lots of spheres.
Congratulations on becoming an exterior designer, Declan Jepson. Oh. Your first dog runs up to you. Woof, 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 woofy.
It cuts back out, and there's just like a little ding. Oh, there we go. All done. Ugh. Just take that there. I tend to be very careful with this. This contains all of his memory engrams. Yes. The entire blueprint of his personality is on that thumb drive.
Oh, yes, Mom. I tend to the good boy. Don't worry, Mom.
So empty.
Puts it in a little pocket.
Now, don't worry, a feeling of existential dread is normal after the memory extraction process. Just let me loosen this up. And there you go. I'll give you this other treatment. Here you go.
He just zombie like grabs it and just and starts chewing.
And I think we'll give you the rest of the day to acclimate to that. So I choose if you could bring him back to his cell.
Cuckoo, 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 cuckoo.
Yeah, and now they open the door that time.
Cuckoo, cuckoo, open the window first! Open the window!
Oh. That's the third window this week.
Retrieving prisoner! Be gentle with him. He's just new.
Just sort of do that loose, like, 50s robot grab where their arms just sort of touch your shoulder and somehow you're in like this vice-like grip.
Yep. And they have to like sort of drag me out.
Yeah.
At least they didn't kill squeeze the prison too hard this time.
I think that ended poorly for me.
that was my scene.
Oh right. Sorry.
I think that ended well for me because I got what I wanted out of you.
All my memories.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you hear the fading cocoons as you and I-10 close out the scene.
All right. We're going to need to mark that for analysis to further direct his treatment.
Yes, Mom. Yes, Mom.
You can put that back in the file room, I-10. I won't need you for the rest of the morning.
Oh, was I a good boy today, Mom?
You were a very good boy, I-10.
Thank you, Mom.
For some reason, I just had this picture in my head of I-10 turning into turning into Declan and dancing to Good Night Horses.
As I-10 walks out of the room, mm-hmm. Dr. Radion swipes to a different app on her tablet, and there's like a web browser open with an order page for the I-11, and she closes it. and I'll give the
Mom.
Meyer.
You were a good boy.
Thanks, Mom. I was a good boy.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket. I don't know, for some reason I feel like just the scene, I-10 scene is going to have that feeling. It's going to have that emotion behind it. That's why I was picturing the...
Alright, I-10. It's your turn.
Yeah. You could resolve instead of declare if you want.
Oh, yeah.
You resolve, you know what it's going to be. I just told you.
Let's see. Well, it starts off the scene when it's I-10 just is in front of Declan's cell. He's just staring at him, and he's just slowly morphing his face into Declan's. And
what are you doing?
Shh. Keep still.
What are you doing? Why is your face changing?
His nanobots is just morphing into his...
A LiDAR beam just shoots out of I-10's head and scans you.
What?
Scan complete.
Why are you scanning me?
Shh. Don't worry about it. Let me just give me a couple seconds to perfect it. And he slowly just... this nanobots is slowly morphed into... his Declan.
You're me. What are you doing? That's my face.
No. No, no, no. Our face.
No. That's my face. Take my face off.
Our face.
What are you going to do with my face?
Listen, don't worry about it.
I'm very concerned.
I feel like it's still the early stages.
Yeah.
It's just his face on this
on a robot body.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Listen. Did every prisoner go through this? I need a database of everyone's parents.
Every prisoner?
Oh, yes, every prisoner. Don't worry. But don't ask them, because if you do, you'll get punished.
Oh, God. I don't want to be punished. I just want to get out of here.
There's no talking about prisoners, about I-10's, his missions... his duties.
Okay. I won't talk to anyone about you scanning me and putting my face on.
Well, now that you're a prisoner, it's our face.
Great. Our face.
So, prisoner NCC 17701B, I was going through our memories before. About Wolfie. Oh, it was so sad when Wolfie was old and then died.
I had to put him down. I remember that. No, it's coming back to me now.
And all those fears. All the fears.
They're in this year. I worked hard on that to make them trendy.
Oh, those are such good memories. We have.
Those are my memories.
We have our memories.
Why are you doing this?
You want to get really creepy, Shigo?
Why are you doing this? No, stop that! No, stop that!
He's trying to perfect your behavior.
Yeah. Oh, God, no!
Declan just curls up on the corner of his... It's his bed and this toilet. It's the Ted. Or the boilet. The boilet.
I was thinking boilet.
The boilet. He curls up in the corner of his boilet and cries.
All right. Don't worry. Nothing will happen to you. I'll be always watching.
Always watching.
See? And I point at the camera that's pointed right at you.
This is like retro sci-fi. It's like a big rectangular box. Very visible, very obvious in the corner of the cell.
Bye, prisoner. See you soon.
Oh, God.
That's a scene.
This is terrible.
It definitely had a weird vibe.
Yep. Yep.
Well, I'll give it to Alex. For being a
good boy. Because I'm going to probably get murdered. All right, so I'm going to say it's a few hours later, and Declan is meeting his cellmate. So Declan's been alone in the cell for hours, sitting on his boilet.
No, I've been sleeping.
Oh, okay. You've been there the whole time.
Yeah.
All right. So
I've been sleeping on my boilet.
Do you mind? I need to use the boilet.
Yeah. So I guess you wake up
crying. Yeah. You crying?
Well, the crying has subsided. He's run out of tears.
Oh.
So it's just sort of gentle sobbing. Hello.
Who are you?
I'm Declan. I'm NCC-1701-B.
Hey, I'm NCC-1701-A.
I know, I saw your jumpsuit.
We're roommates.
So it would seem.
What's your name?
It's Declan.
I'm sorry, I don't always listen.
What's your name?
My name? You may have heard of me. I'm Franklin Quayle. I'm the truth guy.
I've never heard of you.
It's because I'm too busy with the truth. Do you know about the truth?
No, I don't know anything. That's what led to be here in the first place.
You seem like you're a seeker of truth.
No, I don't want any truth. I don't want to seek anything. I just want to get out of here and go back to my spheres.
So how'd you end up in here in the first place, then?
I was out digging Delta Plastics, and I accidentally stumbled across a serial killer's burial ground.
A serial killer?
Yeah, I mean, no, I didn't. There was nothing. It was was a mirage, but when I told the authorities about the mirage, they told me I was wrong and locked me up in here.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that there's a serial killer out there and we have to find him?
No, that is not what I'm saying. The opposite, there's no serial killer. Everything's fine. We don't have to find anything.
It sounds like the truth is that they're trying to bury this story. Just like those bodies you found.
Mr. Quayle, Mr. Truth Guy, I don't agree. I just want to be quiet and keep my head down and get out of here.
I tell you what, your name's gonna be big. You're gonna be attached to this story, kid.
No! I don't want to be attached to this story! No, you're not listening to me at all!
I told you, I don't listen to everything people say.
Okay, I'll just say it again. I don't want anything to do with this. I just want to get out of here.
So, you want to get out of here and find the truth?
No!
I'm on it!
He just punches a hole through the cell door.
What?
Warning! Escape attempt in progress.
No!
Come on, let's go, Declan!
I'm not going anywhere!
prisoner NCC-1701B, please.
I'm just going to take this bed.
please return to your boilet.
Declan has not left his boilet. He just puts his hands up. No, I'm not trying to escape, please. I'm not going anywhere.
When the guards come, they're just going to shoot you.
Aggressive jester. Aggressive jester.
I think Declan's, it's just going to end with Declan getting tased. Unconscious.
All right. Yeah, they a bunch of I-2s come and they slam through the prison bars and just tase you with like, extremely long cattle prod looking things.
Declan passes out and pees himself.
Good thing he was on the boilet.
Franklin manages to slip by them.
They're too busy tasing Declan.
And runs off.
Alright. Well, I'm going to give this bad die to my roomie. You earned it.
You earned it.
Alright, so I guess it's my scene.
Yes, it is. Damn.
I think Franklin is going to try to convince Dr. Radeon that that if they can prove that the serial killer actually exists, that it could win Lord Inhibitor's favor if she can find a way to prove that he exists and to twist the story before the revolutionaries get a wind of it.
Okay. So where are we setting this?
So I think you're in your office, and he's just escaped.
Sitting at my chesk?
Yeah, you're sitting at your chesk. You're sitting at your chesk, and you just... you're sitting there, and what is she doing at her chesk?
There's like a shitty CRT mm-hmm. monitor and she presses a button. I-10,
yes,
prisoner NCC-1701A is out of his cell. You need to locate him immediately.
Yes, Mom, I'm on it, Mom. Don't worry.
And then
I'm
suddenly,
a good boy.
Suddenly she sniffs the air.
The monitor, like, fizzles out, and she...
I feel like you have to have, like, a really distinctive scent, but it's something really weird, yeah. Like cedarwood and pine saw.
It's like a freshly mopped hardwood floor.
That's my signature smell, baby.
Oh, Mr. Quill, you're here. Please, have a seat.
I broke out of my cell just so I could see those gorgeous blue eyes.
Oh, you little flirt.
I broke out of my cell just so I could see that gorgeous blue eye. And the brown one, too.
Oh, you noticed.
Yeah, well, you know, it's not every day that a human has two different colored eyes. Some might call that a mutation.
Well, if I do have a mutation, it's not one of the forbidden ones like yours.
Let's get to the truth.
Very well. She like tosses her big hair over her shoulder.
You're a powerful woman in a powerful position, aren't you?
I like where this conversation is going. Go on.
I like powerful women in powerful positions. And I like putting them in other powerful positions.
Okay.
Well, in that case, why don't we just go over to the TOFA over here and...
What's the...
Table.
Oh, sofa. Table, okay.
So you guys walk over, and he walks
over. Oh, no, it's a coffee tofa.
It's a coffee tofa.
He walks over to the liquor cabinet. Griblax and soda. That's your drink, isn't it?
How did you know?
I make it my business to know the favorite drink of every beautiful woman I've ever met. Well. He pulls out, like, a bizarre shaped bottle filled with like a bubbling blue liquid. And, like, sensuously pour, like, sprays it into the cup.
I have to be honest with you, Mr. Quayle. This has always been kind of a fantasy of mine. A striking, handsome young prisoner escapes and confronts me alone in my office and makes me a drink and takes me over to the coffee tofa. And...
You know, it's always been a fantasy of mine to break into a powerful woman's office and mix her a drink and then take her over to the tofu.
And then murder her. What? Nothing.
But something's getting in my way.
What is it? I'll have the I2s destroy it.
Well, you see, I just feel that, well, you know the new guy that came in?
Yes, Mr. Jepson.
He told me about this serial killer. Don't tell anybody, though. He doesn't want anyone to know. It's supposed
yes.
to be big secret.
His seditious babble, yes. I'm supposed to be trading that out of him with a harsh drug regimen.
You see, I can't stop thinking about this. I can't stop thinking about this serial killer. And my poor friend who... Well, I think he needs this win. I think he needs to find out who this serial killer is.
Well, I mean, according to the drug regimen, you really shouldn't be thinking about anything about other than how much you love Lord Omnipotor, but she takes, like, a long...
And then it got me worried drink. About Lord Omnipotor. What would happen if the rebels discovered this fictitious serial killer and managed to put it in view of the public? Well, that would make our wonderful Lord and Savior look pretty bad, wouldn't it?
They would certainly call out the Erasure Squads over that. Yes, they would.
What if we could find this fictional serial killer before they did and bring it to Lord Omnipotor's attention? I think he would reward whatever loyal subject could do that. And then, well, then my mind wouldn't be so distracted from that fantasy of ours.
Well, if that's what's standing in your way, Franklin, she like downs the rest of her drink. Oh, you make it strong.
I do everything strong. I mean sex, babe. I meant sex.
Yeah, I got it. I suppose I can help you out with that. I do have access to the unedited security footage. I'm sure there's gotta be some kind of trace of this serial killer, if in fact they do exist.
And me and my roomie, we're going to need a little freedom. Being locked up in our cells, that doesn't bode well for an investigation, if you know what I mean. I mean that being locked up in our cells is going to prevent us from investigating.
Yeah, I know. I understand. I see how that works.
Apparently that's his thing, too.
I can always put you on drug regimen F2. That would leave you mostly zombified. Just if anyone asks, just pretend to be brainless zombies wandering around, and you should be fine.
Wait. What do you think of this?
I'm a zombie.
Well, I mean, that's perfect. That's a little bit more F3. Dial it back just maybe like 15%.
How about...
I'm a zombie. You've got it. Okay, you shouldn't be here.
Although the dog...
Mama found him! There he is!
I just take that.
10! Help! I got him!
Mom, I got him!
He passes that.
Well, that ended well for Ed.
No, it didn't.
Yes, it did.
I got tackled and tased!
You also got us a different cell and a different drug regimen so that we could have freedom.
You got what you wanted.
Yeah.
You got it, Mom.
So I'm going to continue this scene. So
was I a good boy, Mom?
Oh, I did. You were... Well...
Wait, can we just say right before he breaks in...
You're a bad luck leader.
Yeah, Franklin. Yeah. Franklin's like, oh, hell. I can't wait
Distracted or not, I need to kiss those lips.
They both lean in, mouth open, tongues out.
To kiss. Yeah. And then I-10 bursts in. I-10, you were very bad.
What? Mom? Okay,
you should have been here 10 minutes ago. I've been alone with this dangerous young, handsome prisoner.
You're right, Mom. I'm so sorry, Mom.
I expect better of you, I-10.
You'll get better of me, I swear, Mom.
I'm sorry to have to do this to you, what? But I'm going to have to put you in the artificial nightmares tonight.
What? Oh, no. No. Not
can I have some
of the nightmares. You know how...
I'm only going to turn it up to a level 4 this time. But remember next time, your loyalty to Lord Omnipotor depends on keeping me safe.
You're going to have his nightmares.
That's what I was like, yeah.
Oh, no. Now, I'm going to give... I'm going to put... Mr. Quail here, NCC-1701-A, and why not his roommate, NCC-1701-B, on an F2 drug regimen.
F2? What are you changing it for?
Well, they're both engaging in seditious behavior.
No, that's true.
Counter-revolutionary seditious behavior. Don't worry, though, I'll administer the drugs myself.
Oh, okay, Mom.
Here I go, administering the drugs. She picks up a little paper cup from one of the side tables, and she leans over.
Declan.
She leans over Franklin. make sure that the I-2s know that we've captured the prisoner I-10.
Okay.
She kind of leans over him and like. Tosses the pills behind the coffee tofa. Okay, I-10, I'm going to need you to escort this prisoner back to his cell.
You want me to rough him up? Or, you know, escaping?
No, whatever you do, he's obviously not responding to the drug regimen.
Just help his roommate a little.
Just give his roommate a couple of bruises.
Okay.
He'll think twice about escaping next time.
they'll think twice about engaging in this kind of counter-revolutionary behavior. So she like. Gets out of the way so I-10 can pick up the prisoner.
Yep.
No, careful with him.
Okay, Mom. Baby. I'm kind of having a baby. Like.
Right.
Doctor, we have several F3s here to see you. I'm a zombie.
Show them in.
All right. Ed, you got to give your die away.
I'm going to give my... Which one do I give away? This
the white one.
I'm going to give my die away to...
The floor.
Ryan, because he doesn't have one.
Ooh. All right, thank you.
And it's Ryan's scene!
Oh, I thought that was my scene.
Yeah, Ryan was continuing the scene.
Yeah.
Oh, you were continuing.
Yeah,
oh,
I was okay. Continuing the scene from there.
Oh, okay. I thought you said you were continuing the scene. I thought you meant, like, you wanted to do an extra... Okay.
In that case...
That ended... neutral.
Maybe it's still going on. Yeah.
Okay.
So I will. I'm gonna seat the. I'm gonna seat the F3 zombies down. All right. Oh, okay. And she just like straps them to some chairs in front of a giant bank of. Crappy black and white CRT TVs that are playing security footage from all over. What was the name of the city?
Omniptopolis.
From all over Omniptopolis. She Never mixed these drugs before, but she gives each of the F3 zombies like a concentration enhancing pill that she fabricates. All right. Now then, if you notice any suspicious behavior, any kind of serial killer or evidence thereof, I want you to ring your little buzzer on the chair there.
I'm a zombie.
I'm so zombie.
I'm a zombie.
That one's dose is wrong.
Gotta check the dosage on that one. Alright, so she's just going to leave them to watch all of the security footage from across the entire city.
That'll go well. Yeah. That's why I gave you a black tie.
Yeah.
Also, we have too many of them.
All right. So I'm going to give this to Ed.
Ed. That's what James usually says anytime someone says my name.
That's because he's actually Mrs. Big Head. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you ever noticed, but he is.
Really?
Yeah. Like, just picture James... But he's a frog with a giant...
How much does Mrs. Big Head look like James?
She looks exactly like James if James was a frog with a giant head and a cartoon.
Yeah.
Think about it.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, it's your turn. Not Peter.
Yeah.
That's accurate.
I will... I baby carry Franklin to his... to the new cell, I guess.
Oh, yeah, because our old cell has a hole in the door.
He wakes up while he's being carried. Ooh.
Hey, where are we going? Hey, where are we going? We're going for the truth.
What, you mean me now?
What are you talking about? This is my voice. Doing the truth.
I have your face.
Oh, thank God it's not just me.
That's kind of cool. I know. Element, my mutation.
Well, I think that I'm glad that this is the heart of my voice. I'm glad that there's another truth seeker out there.
That's right.
Are you devoted to the truth just like me?
You know it.
And what truths are you spouting, boy?
Anything that comes my way, I have to find the truth of who I really am.
I don't know who I really am. I just sort of came to be one day.
Not me, Kimosabi. I was made by my mama.
You're lucky. You have a mama?
That's right.
Who's your mama?
Dr. Redon. It's my mama.
She's one hot mama.
Hey, Jossie.
You don't take a mama's hot. If you like my mama, you better put a ring on it.
Well, the problem is I'm in a political prison. Where am I going to get a ring in a political prison?
You can go to the scrapyard and melt you down one.
That sounds like a good job, like a good idea. Let's go.
Okay.
Lead the way, brother.
Alright, brother.
Alright, so where are you going?
To the scrapyard to make some...
To
make a ring?
Yeah.
A ring for Dr. Radio.
That...
I mean, I guess that ended well for him, because...
Yeah.
The political dissident is going to marry his mama.
Wait a minute. Before we go...
Yeah.
We should go get my roommate.
Oh, yes, that beautiful man with the beautiful face.
Yeah, I think... He needs to be part of his search.
You mean me?
Oh, hey,
no.
You're here. What happened to that other guy?
He ran away. He was a little baby.
All right. Well, what happened to the robot?
His mom needed him.
I see. Well, maybe we should go back to my cell anyway before we go to the scrapyard.
No, we have a new cell, remember?
Oh, yes.
I'd like to check out my new accommodations before I go pick out a ring for my lovely lady.
You mean our accommodations?
That's right. Let's go, brother. And if you see that robot, don't tell him what we're up to.
Oh, I won't. I'm afraid of him. Sometimes he puts my face on his body.
That's creepy.
Oh, yes.
By the way, there's another guy around here that looks exactly like me. Oh. Apparently, he's the doctor's son.
So weird.
I'm just spouting the truth, man. Because I'm the truth guy.
That's what you've been saying.
All right. Let's head to our new accommodations.
All right. I know that is a weird boy.
All right. Well, Ted, you have to give your die away.
I'll give it away to my mama.
All right.
Apparently, I'm really dumb.
Ted's is messed up. You ain't right.
All
right.
So, it's my scene. I think it's going to be Declan comes to consciousness in the new cell, which is just an exact copy of the old cell. He doesn't realize he's been moved. The only difference is his current boilet doesn't smell of piss from when he wet himself. But he was unconscious for that anyway. And just as he's coming to, the door flies open, and he sees Franklin and himself standing there.
Oh, God.
It's your costume.
Who is that?
No, I'm me. I'm the real me.
Oh, I'm me.
I'm confused.
So am I. No, that's the robot. He stole my face. He said I couldn't talk about it. Oh, God.
You know what you're talking about.
I can't talk about it, but that's not me. I'm me.
Listen, ask me anything about my about our family or my dog Wolfie.
Don't you bring Wolfie into this?
All right. Where were you born?
I was born in the city of Nostra Zombies.
No, I was born in Omnitopolis. Everyone's born in Omnitopolis.
Well, I don't know anything about you, so that doesn't really help me.
Oh, God. Well, what about the conversation before? The serial killer. You want to catch the serial killer, and I don't.
That's right.
No, I wanted to catch a serial killer. That's why I'm in jail.
So, you want to catch the serial killer, and you don't.
Of course I want to catch a serial killer.
Wait, you don't listen to everything, so you wouldn't know.
Well, it sounds to me like my buddy would want to catch the serial killer because he's my buddy and he's out to seek the truth.
That's right. I want to catch that guy.
There's only one thing to do. I've got to take both of you with me.
No, I just want to stay here. I don't want to go.
All right, I'll go with you.
I think that the three of us need to go and see if we can solve this mystery.
No, there's no mystery. It's for the police to solve. I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying right here.
That sounds like something a robot masquerading as a man would say.
I just want to stay here on my toilet and serve my time.
That's not an option, Kimasabi. Let's go.
I'll grab him.
Oh, God, he's so strong like a robot.
Wow, you really are strong like a robot.
It's all the weight training I've been doing at interior design school.
They specifically prohibit weight training.
I need to keep fit. It's like all those overnights of designing.
Man, this is a quandary.
You know, tables are really heavy. And cabinets.
You make some good points.
And tables and...
That's interior design. I'm an exterior designer.
I never could tell the difference.
One's inside and one's outside.
You gotta design it all, interior and exterior.
That's just a designer. You don't know what you're talking about.
Listen. This is going nowhere. I have no idea which of you is real and which of you...
Don't worry, I'll just shut him up.
No.
Punch him in the throat. Now we can't know to listen to anyone's lies.
Well, whichever one of you is lying, that's kind of the opposite of my thing, so...
I'm telling you, it's all about the truth. That's why I'm in prison.
Listen, I've gotten the green light from the doctor to try to solve this thing, so it's okay.
Oh, it's great. I'll come with you. We'll come with you.
Declan is just, like, being dragged, crouched over, grabbing his throat, desperately trying to breathe.
That ended pretty poorly.
Yeah. Well, I wasn't going to, and then he punched me in the throat, so he can have that.
That makes sense.
All right.
So we roll for tilt.
Yeah. Five.
This does not bode well.
I got a two.
Yes. I'm the only one who rolled black. So.
No, I did. I had five black.
Oh. Nine black.
I rolled snake eyes, so.
Alright, so
I didn't. The worst possible thing I could roll.
Oh, there's not a well. You guys wrote a tilt. Okay.
Yeah. Yes, there's one in there.
Isn't that just the regular tilt table?
I-10 is a weird boy.
Tilt table copied.
I-10 is kind of an odd duck.
Yeah.
A little bit.
He's not built well.
No, it is not. It is a custom tilt.
Is it?
Alright.
Alright, so I'll write him down while you guys.
I don't know what he's doing. He's up to something. He'll figure it out.
Hopefully. You gotta roll those dice out.
Not those dice.
Nope, not all those dice. You just grab whatever's in front of you and roll it.
Alright. So we have the three, the four.
That's another four.
Another three.
And a one and a two.
He wants to be a good boy, though.
Okay.
He's not.
No fives.
What are you saying? Why is an I-9 I-10 a good boy?
Because,
I'm going to go with a three. Government caused disaster.
You did just kidnap and throat punch me.
Oh. It's not anything bad. Like, you know, it's not going to be anything better to Boyer that's going to happen to you in the future that he's planning.
No, I know. It's probably the highlight of Declan's day.
I may or may not in my head have a whole collection. I tend to say in my head, I think that I-10 has a collection of people's faces that he hides.
Maybe that's why he's so messed up, because there's just like all these personalities in his head fighting for dominance.
Well, so we pick two, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
One, a drastic change.
Drastic
change. Okay. What do we got? 2, 3, 4, 5, 2, 3, 4, 6. Okay.
Hey, the fisher, I was happy to see
you. My character's a little bit of a Meyer character.
Just a little bit.
So is Meyer's character.
Yeah.
What?
Your character's a little bit of a Meyer character.
Oh.
We should do a game when they were all just Meyer characters.
Oh, God. I don't know if that would be amazing or probably terrible.
I'm gonna go for a drastic change. I'm gonna go with three.
What's the definition of a Meyer character?
Someone becomes
unhinged.
A hero of Omnitopolis.
You mean fun? Seldar isn't unhinged.
No, that's why it was so great when you were Seldar and Pizdipple was...
you know, I made Pizdipple to force you to play the straight guy.
Yeah.
So what's left?
We got 2, 3, 4, 6. And my thing that I picked was a government cause.
The doctor in American Nomicon isn't unhinged.
No, he's not. He's very hinged. I wrote this game that we didn't play tonight to be basically a bottle episode, because I figured if it was like a TV show, you just had like that huge big fight.
With the
there needs to be something kind of mellow.
A biological weapon is released.
Oh, God.
That's number four.
All right. So
not that it matters what number it is.
We got three white dice.
Don't give it to me.
And five black dice.
All right, so our tilts. Government caused disaster, a biological weapon is released, and a drastic change, someone becomes a hero of Omnitopolis. Those are our tilts.
Okay.
I feel like you're going to become the hero and you don't want to be. You're going to be like branded as this like leader of the rebellion, this like heroic leader.
Well, he wouldn't be a hero of Omnitopolis then.
Maybe the revolution wins.
Well, I mean, you could still be a hero of like... Like, to the people of the city who are... Anyway.
All right, well, you're up, Eddie.
All right.
Eddie, spaghetti. Mr. Made of Spaghetti.
Don't get upset, Eddie.
So maybe we should start calling you Edo Spaghetto.
Edo Spaghetto. So I feel like in this scene, I-10 should have turned into somebody else.
Okay.
And
you guys have...
Oh, we still have the sentient goo.
Jim, the sentient jar of goo. Maybe. But I was thinking, you're trying to tell the difference between those who. take him to Jim, the sentient jar of goo, because Jim will inevitably completely dissolve the organic. All you have to do is pour a little Jim on them.
Okay. So, you guys start to notice that we're not headed towards the scrapyard.
Okay.
where are we going?
Thought we'd take a little detour, try to uncover the truth, because that's what I do. The truth about which of you is my buddy, and which of you is a fake.
Oh, gosh.
I barely know you. I don't know if we're buddies.
I don't know, but I'm starting to lean the other way, man. The Declan I know, we were tight.
Yeah, tight as brothers.
What? You wouldn't even know that.
He told me all about this serial killer. Begged me to help him.
Yeah. And you know, when I was digging up the plastic stuff... In the mines.
Yeah, in the mines. Got down on his knees, told me that he'd give me anything I wanted if I helped him solve this mystery.
What world do you people live in?
My mother's.
I just...
Who's your mother?
Mrs. Jepson. Nancy.
I was thinking Nancy.
Nancy Jepson.
I got your memories.
Nancy, I knew Nancy Jepson once. She was hot. I screwed her.
I transformed into Nancy Jepson.
You mean me, Franklin?
You stop that!
Nancy Jepson, what are you doing here?
I'm just a figment out of your imagination, big boy.
See, now you know I'm me!
Hey, where'd the other one go?
He's the robot, he can change his face!
Listen, it's the pills. They're messing with your brain.
Declan, I'm tripping. I'm hallucinating that your mother's standing right there.
No, that's I-10. He's a robot. He changes his face.
I'm not familiar with this I-10.
He's a robot. He changes his face.
The robot? The robot doesn't look like you. You look like you.
Oh, my God.
I don't think he's speaking the truth. I think he's trying to confuse you.
I don't have to try.
Why are you trying to confuse me, Declan? We're after the truth.
You're after the truth. I'm after a new trachea.
That's not my son. My son would always go for the truth.
There's only one way to solve this. Let's go into this little... Let's go into that corrugated tin hut over there.
Yeah.
I don't want to go in the corrugated tin hut. It looks sketchy.
Oh, it is sketchy.
There's the exterior here. It's... totally trap. I could really use some spheres.
That does sound like something an exterior designer would say.
I'm gonna stay out here and make spheres. You could go in the corrugated tin hut.
Listen, I'm gonna have to insist you come with me, buddy.
Yeah, we don't trust you.
Listen to your mother.
That's not my... Okay.
So we walk into the corrugated tin hut.
You like my spheres, right?
Your spheres are the best spheres I've ever seen.
Please stop it.
Sorry. Hey, Jimbo.
Hey, Franklin. How's it going? Long time no see.
You know, the usual. Seeking the truth.
Yeah, yeah. That's what you're all about.
That's my thing.
Anyway, I've been in here in the corrugated metal hut in my jar.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's your thing.
Yeah, that's kind of my thing now. Hey, have you given any thought to that proposition I gave you about killing me?
I've thought about it, but, you know...
Huh? You want to kill me, right? Put me out of my misery?
Well,
It's not that I don't want to kill you. It's just that I don't really have the energy or the desire. It's kind of...
I'm a sentient jar of goo who lives in a metal hut. It's terrible.
It does sound pretty terrible. But you helped me uncover the truth.
I guess there is some credit to my truth uncovering abilities.
Speaking of which, I need to tell whether or not this is really my buddy.
Oh. Is he a human or a mutant or
I'm a human.
That's what
it says. Yeah, just pour a little of me on him. I'll eat right through him.
No.
Yeah.
No, please don't do that.
Pour it on him.
No, do him first. He's a robot. It won't hurt.
Listen. I would never pour goo on a lady.
But he... That's a robot. It won't hurt him.
Don't you see?
Look at the boobs, man. Look at the boobs.
No.
Look at the boobs, son.
Fine.
And Decla just walks over and shoves his hand into the jar.
Oh, yep, he's a human.
He pulls out the skeletal remains of his hand.
I had faith in you the whole time.
Don't make her do it.
Why? I have no doubts about her. That's your mom. There aren't two of you now. I don't need to figure out which of you is real.
Yeah.
There weren't two of me when I shoved my hand into the acidic slime. Well,
hey, I take offense to that. My name is Jim.
I'm sorry, Jim.
Apologize to Jim.
I just did.
Oh, yeah. Sorry, I don't always listen when people talk.
The little scum scooper, I got parts of you floating in me. It's gross.
Sorry.
I reach with my operable hand.
Hey, Jim.
And start scooping the bits of me out.
How's that girl you've been seeing?
Oh, you know, she's okay. We're kind of on a break right now.
Did you accidentally dissolve her into a soup?
I may have accidentally dissolved her into a soup, yeah.
You do that a lot.
I mean, it's not exactly like I have a choice over the matter. I'm kind of made of acid, you know?
Listen. I am a whiz with ladies. I got some tips for you. Girls really like it when you don't dissolve them into soup.
Oh, yeah, you know, I'll take a note of that one, Franklin. Thanks for that.
That's right, baby. I love when you don't grab grabs. Every time grabs you, it makes out with you. Oh, thank you for not dissolving me.
All right, Mr. What was your name again?
That's my baby boy, Declan.
Declan's cradling his skeletal hand.
I tend, by the way, he in the camera, he filmed him making out with the woman, and he sends it to his mom.
Alright, that's a man.
So that's the end of the scene. Let's go, guys. And it just cuts back. And,
yeah.
What's her name? Olivia's sitting there watching the screen.
What? But.
Oh. Man, you're the best kisser that I've ever kissed.
You're the best kisser.
And you're definitely the hottest woman I've ever seen.
What?
Yeah, you love me, you Spears.
And I've seen a lot of hot women. Not lately, though. I haven't seen any hot women lately.
You're definitely hotter than the woman who runs this camp.
Total uggo.
Yeah, but you're definitely hotter than the lady who runs this camp. She's got these weird eyes. They're mismatched.
Green,
totally gross.
Blue and brown. Yeah. What a freak.
Olivia reaches over and shuts off the monitor. She walks over. She's got, like, these big canisters of pills. She just, like, takes a handful from a whole bunch of different ones and, like, pour herself. She's got a decanter of whiskey, and she just pours herself, like, a couple of fingers and just takes a handful of pills with the whiskey. I see how it is.
Are we just going right into it?
Yeah. I see how it is. Fine, then. If he doesn't want me, he doesn't... Ooh.
That's the deep hills kicking in. If he doesn't want me, then I guess I'm just old and lonely and unlovable. I choose.
Kick, punch,
opening door and
you know what? It doesn't matter. I choose. I need you to prepare the pharma bomb.
Yes, Father.
Mommy loves you all very much.
Are we good boys?
You've always been very good boys. Mommy's sorry that she replaced every single one of. Come
here,
give mommy a hug.
The I twos circle around her and you know,
initiate hug protocol.
There's just like a bone crunching sound. Ow! Hugging mommy a bit too hard. Okay, dears. Okay. Mommy loves you. Mommy loves you all.
Alright. Deactivating.
Oh dear. I guess I'll have to set up the pharma bomb myself. First, I have to drag myself over to my pharmaceutical store to regrow the bottom part of my spine.
I feel like, as you're walking over.
Nope.
As you're
getting carried over.
Pulling yourself over.
Yeah.
You hear. I'm a zombie.
I'm a zombie.
And you look over, and there's something on the screen that you see that, like, gives you some sort of clue. And.
Alright.
Like, we don't necessarily need to know what it is yet.
Okay.
But you, like.
But I saw they found something. Cool.
You found the thing.
I found the thing.
Found the thing.
And then we're back
to course.
Of course. I guess I'll establish this scene. We're walking right down. And, I grab my son's arm. And I start bandaging up. Don't worry, son. I'll take care of mommy's got you.
No, please. Just, I want to go back to my cell. Just.
Listen, don't worry, this is the way it's gotta be, baby.
Why are you doing this? I thought you had a good life. You were free.
Oh, I'll be free soon. Once I cut your face off. What? I melt it up.
Why? Why would you do that?
Franklin's sleeping.
Because I'm gonna be you, and I'm gonna live my life free from my mother. That's the only way.
Trust me.
That's the only way.
You can pick someone much better than me.
I'm number 10. You see the twos, but you don't see the ones, or the threes, or the fours, or five, or six, or seven, or eight, nines. You never know the nines. I'm soon going to be 11. And then I'm not going to be mommy's good boy anymore.
Do you know where the nines are? They're what Jim's tent is built. They're what Jim's hut is built out of.
You just see that there are all kinds of like robot faces, yes, with terrifying like rictuses of pain.
Look at the scrapyard. I
understand, but you could get away without having to cut my face off and melt it.
Oh, I'm gonna cut off more than just your face. I'll cut off your fingers and your toes.
Hey, I know I don't exactly get a say in this, but please don't melt his face and me.
I don't want him to melt my face at all, Jim.
Oh, no, we're gonna go to the smelter.
No.
Oh, thank God.
Going to the junkyard. Want to see all my brothers. And then we're gonna smelt you down.
Look, what if
just
what,
like what she's if, gonna smelt
why don't
me
you
down?
Just why don't you just come live with me and you don't have to steal my face. You can be my roommate.
No, it can't be the way. This is the only way.
Look,
I did the calculations.
I have a terrible life.
You did the calculations.
You're making a big mistake. I have a terrible life. You'll be stealing nothing.
You make your life terrible.
Ollie will make your life great.
I'm going to be a better you than you ever could be.
Spheres. No. It's hexagons.
You monster.
Dodecahedron. Dodecahedron.
You can't do dodecahedrons. It's too many sides. People won't be able to understand it.
Oh, I can do it. Because I have limitless power. Limitless intelligence.
You'll go mad. They can't. Dodecahedrons. An exterior design. It doesn't make any sense.
You're a sham of a designer. I'll be the number one designer of all designers. I'll get the designing award of all awards. All and right. Then I will even design. Lord, whatever.
Amator's
own build house.
No one could design Lord Omnipotor's mansion except Lord Omnipotor.
I feel like to make things interesting, you need to break away from him.
Okay.
And, like, maybe I come with you.
Alright, so I was there. So while you're like going off on your monologue about dodecahedrons, Declan like kind of backs away from you a bit.
Yeah.
And grabs the jar with Jim in it.
He's saying his whole monologue of how the whole place is gonna look like.
Yeah. Declan grabs the jar with Jim and just throws it on I-10 and it shatters on him and starts corroding him a bit. And the sound of the shattering glass.
What was that?
Screams, come on, Franklin, we gotta get out of here.
And hey, it's a robot.
Yeah, run! And I grab your hand and we run out.
Oh, thank God, I'm finally dying. Oh, what a relief this is.
Jim, the New Jersey slime.
Well, that's where slime would be from.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right, well, it's my scene. We've got three bads and two goods. All right. So, were we in? We were in the junkyard, right?
Yeah, you're that's in the scrapyard.
All right, so. I don't know.
Your hand is banished now.
Yes, my hand is banished. Well, what's left of my hand is banished.
Mommy took good care of you.
God damn it. yeah, so...
No, it's in a slandage.
A sling band. Yeah, my hand is slandaged. So Declan's running.
Come on, Franco, we have to get back to the jail.
Where'd your mom go?
Houseman? Apartment house.
Oh. Yeah, she went back to her housemate.
Oh, all right. Hey, so where'd that robot come from?
I don't know. It just came out of nowhere and tried to kill you. So I threw this slime at it. I threw Jim at it. Because Jim wanted me to. He said, throw me at it so I could fight it and you could escape.
Yeah, Jim's probably dead. He's probably very happy that he's dead.
Yeah, he seemed pretty happy. So we need to get back into the jail so we can be safe.
Or...
Oh, God, no, don't say it.
We could keep trying to find this serial killer.
Look, I don't even know if there is a serial killer.
Step one, interrogation. Are you the serial killer?
No.
All right. Step one, interrogation part two. Am I the serial killer?
Are you?
No.
Okay.
All right. That seems to be the end of part one.
And part two should be getting back into the jail so we could finish our sentences and go back to civilization.
He's looking for clues.
Well, I mean, all the clues are far away from here, so... Oh, shucks! We have to just go back.
You're right. We need to go back to the mainframe and download as much data as we can into our PDA units so that we can study it.
We don't have PDAs because we're prisoners. They took them.
It's a good thing that I swiped one from that robot. I'm going to attach it to your wrist.
Oh, no! That was my hurt wrist! It hurts so much! It's resting right on my acid bird!
This one is portable, so I'm just going to carry this one.
Oh, what? Why didn't you take that one?
I was trying to do you a favor. Yours is the newest model.
Connects right to your nervous system.
Right to your nervous system.
Oh, God.
Ah, oh, it's drilling.
Oh, God.
That means it's working.
Okay.
That really hurt. A couple minutes of excruciating pain.
Okay. So now we have to go back into the jail.
Listen. Before we go back, I just want to talk to you man to man. I hope you don't mind, but, well, your mother and I, we did some things. By things, I mean we fucked a lot.
What? I was there the whole time!
No, no, I mean before this. I didn't realize she was your mother. I didn't even know you. I met her before prison.
How long ago?
Oh, about 20... How old are you? About 32 years ago. Anyway, it was some pretty gnarly stuff that we did. I could tell you all about it.
No, don't.
Well, maybe one day.
You as a child asking your mother, Mom, what was my dad like? Well, son, he was a very confusing individual, but there was just something about him.
That ended poorly for me.
I couldn't keep my hands off him.
And then it just cuts back to, and then we would come down from the chains, the swing chains, and well, you know, obviously it was.
Can I make this thing tunnel into my nervous system again?
She was really into butt stuff.
Anyway,
mostly butt stuff.
Anyway, so the welts did eventually go away.
I don't want to know.
And the warts.
Anyway, the point is, I hope there's nothing weird between us now.
Nope. No, it's fine.
Good, because you're my best friend.
Great.
All right. To the mainframe!
Yep. To the mainframe.
Oh, by the way, you have to stay within 10 feet of me, otherwise that's going to fry your nervous system.
What?
It's linked to this PDA.
What? Stop it! Turn it off!
If I turn it off, it'll fry your nervous system.
Unlink it!
Oh, I can't do that.
Why not?
I don't know how.
Starts to walk away.
I like, sigh, and then I feel, like, the thing in my wrist start to burn. And I run and try to keep up. Back to you.
I took control of that scene. I'm sorry. It just
Declan is not a very.
It seems like everything. The character
he's a very reactive character.
Yes. He's a beta.
Yes, he is. He's a beta soy boy. Especially because soy is probably all they're allowed to eat around here.
So I feel like we should be in the mainframe.
Okay, which is in the prison, I guess.
Yeah.
Is this we're doing like a retro-futuristic thing, so the mainframe is probably just like banks with like Star Trek sort of things with like big reel-to-reels and lots of ticking. And there's I imagine it's like this big room just lined with like banks, and there's in the middle of the room there's like one like those green on black old CRT monitors with a keyboard connected to it where you have to like type in commands to the process, the mainframe. This place is big.
Yeah. Have you ever seen anything like it?
No, actually.
All right. Where should we look first? This is your investigation.
Oh, it's really not. I just want to go home.
You're right. You're right. The best thing we can do is finish this investigation and then go home. So, where do you suggest we look first?
Let's start with the Delta Plastics pit.
All right. So you walk over to the. I have an idea for this, if you guys don't mind.
Yeah.
You guys walk over to the console, and Declan like. Tries to type with his PDA hand, but actually,
well, no. The PDA is on his destroyed hand.
On his destroyed.
He's trying to type with his off hand. He's just like pecking one at a time.
So you queue up the security feed from the Delta Plastics pit, and you just see you see you're reviewing the footage, and you see somebody. We'll say it's a man with like blonde hair and a mustache falls into the pit, and then the same man with blonde hair and a mustache like steps up and has like a bloody knife, and you fast forward a little bit more, and there's a dark haired woman has her neck broken and is tossed into the pit, and then the same dark haired woman steps up.
Oh god, it's him, it's the robot, he's the killer.
Wait a minute. You didn't tell me that all the victims were twins?
I didn't know.
That's the key to everything.
Yep, you figured it out.
So it's not just one killer. It's a group of serial-killing twins all following the same cult leader.
Yep, that's much more believable than the shape-changing robot.
Now we just gotta figure out who the cult leader is.
Oh, I guess it would be whoever they're taking orders from.
Orders? Who takes orders? Waiters take orders, and who gives orders? Customers. So customers who give orders to waiters are often have robot servants at home. Robots. The robot's the killer.
Wow. That was brilliant.
It only makes sense.
Yeah, you're right. The logic was infallible, and you got it. You got there.
The doctor has to know.
You mean like she knows about the killings, or we have to tell
her? We have to tell her. She could be in danger. And even though she's a total uggo, I kind of like her.
I mean, I feel like we're more in danger because the robot has already threatened to kill me and cut my face off and melt it along with my fingers and toes.
What? What?
Yes!
Why didn't you tell me this earlier?
I forgot. It was all the excitement. It slipped my mind.
I'm going to make sure no harm comes to you.
Thank you.
You know, for some reason, I feel close to you.
It's because we're best buds.
Yeah. But there's something else. Something...
No, I think it's just the buds thing.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Yep.
All right. I've got to tell you. The thing I said about the doctor, I didn't mean it. I didn't want to hurt your mom. That's why I said all those things about the doctor. I really do care about her.
It's fine. My mom's moved on.
Oh, okay. Well, let's go find the doctor and then try to save her life. And your mom, too. She could be in danger.
No, she's fine. I called her on the PDA.
Oh, good.
Yeah, she's good. She's at home watching her stories.
All right. Are you with me?
I have to be.
He grabs your hand.
Oh, God, no, the other one. Oh, God. Why is all that's left nerve-ending?
I knew I could count on you.
And then he walks out.
His hand in the band is just, like, broken. It's just, like, broken in weird
angles.
Just, like,
a finger, like, bent the wrong way.
And then the thing on his arm starts burning again, and he runs to keep up.
All right. So we cut in on Dr. Radion in her office, and we see that the decanter of whiskey is quite a bit more empty than it was. And she's sitting behind her, you know, bank of CRT TVs, just like giggling at security footage of a bunch of people.
I'm a zombie.
Yes, you are, darling. You are a zombie.
I come in hurt. Mother.
Oh, I-10. There you are, dear.
Lordia, yes, yes, come over here. Mommy's got some... You killed a lot of people, I-10. We're going to have a discussion about this.
Only bad people.
I suppose they could all be dissidents, but...
But, like that jerk who was... Who he seduced you and then he was going to break your heart, Mother.
Oh, he already broke my heart. I'm a grown woman. I can take a little heartbreak. But what I can't take is my robot servants going out and murdering innocent citizens.
So sorry, Mother.
So
What is wrong with me? I'm afraid
that I'm going to have to give you level 10 nightmares. And then maybe turn you into a metal building.
Yeah. Coffee.
Maybe I could use a new chest. Don't you think? You look like you would make a good chest.
Give that to me, Mother.
I do love you. You have a face that Mother loves.
Oh, a book entertainment center.
You can't do that to me, Kimusabi. And it's the truth.
Franklin, where did you come from? Where did I tend go? I
kicked that piece of junk out of the door to be with you, baby.
Really?
That's right.
I hope this is going where Myers put bringing it.
And all of that stuff she said about me being an ogre.
Oh, baby, I love those eyes of yours. I love everything about you.
Oh, Franklin.
That almost makes me wish that I hadn't set off that biogenic weapon.
Yeah, exactly. That Franklin. That almost makes me wish I hadn't set off that pharma bomb.
As long as I can spend remaining whatever I have with you, baby. And he makes out with you.
I feel like you should just electrocute. Like, it should be like...
And then he's making out with you.
I was always a good boy, Mother.
Yeah.
It's like the scene in Batman Returns when Christopher Walken's making out with Catwoman.
Yep.
And then she electrocutes herself.
Yeah.
I'd electrocute myself if I had to make out with Christopher Walken.
Michelle Pfeiffer.
I mean, I'd rather make out with Michelle Pfeiffer than Christopher Walken.
Yeah.
It shocks you.
All right. Would you rather make out with Michelle Pfeiffer, Christopher Walken, or Will?
Will.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would make out with Will. I'll go with Michelle Pfeiffer.
Now I'm gonna dance.
All right. Well, it's your scene, Meyer.
So as you just to give a little bit of an outro, you drop Dr. Radion's body, and you see in the crappy like CRT control board behind her, there's like a little countdown, like pharma bomb detonation in how long she'd be on the countdown.
5 minutes.
5 minutes.
Yeah.
Alright, and he all of a sudden he transforms into his mother. And he goes to the place. He goes to get sleep. Goes where they are.
Okay.
But we're on our way to the office.
But he finally makes a full transformation.
Yeah.
I feel like we should come in.
He goes full.
Yeah, like you fully transform into your mother. And then we walk in and we don't know which one is which.
Baby cakes!
Wait! That could be the robot! We don't know!
How could a robot impersonate a person so... deftly.
The killer! We just did this! You just figured it out! You were there!
Is it the robot is the cult leader of the cult? Of twins that are killing people?
Yeah, and obviously... Also, the doctor had a twin who's trying to kill her. But we don't know which one is which.
My head...
Stop on it.
Never mind, we figured it out!
Babe, look out, your twin's trying to kill you, and it's on the floor behind you.
What? No!
It's like, he also, like, a wound appears, and blood.
What's that ticking sound?
Well,
I made a mistake. I made so many mistakes. Like, I smelt down my sons, all those robots. Instead of reusing them for other positions, no, I killed them. Murderer. I've done this, and now I'm going to murder everyone else.
Wait, why is the ticking?
Well, we only have, what, now, 3 minutes and 55 seconds until everyone dies.
It's a countdown to death.
Declan, like, runs back behind the computer and sees the countdown. Stop it! You can stop it!
Nothing can be done.
That's not true! The deactivation code, it's...
No, you're lying.
That's obviously the robot is trying to stop
the deactivation code is a big fearsome kick.
He kicks the and Franklin walks over and kicks the control panel.
No, stop that. You go make out with her.
It like flickers and it skips down. It wasn't 3 minutes, now it's at 1 minute.
That did not work.
Why did you call me an auto? How could you?
How did you know?
My son, he's a good boy. He tells mother everything.
But your son's a killer. He's the serial killer.
He's still my son, damn it. I can never hurt my son.
Yeah. If I had a son, I don't think I could ever hurt him either.
What kind of parent could hurt their child?
Only a monster.
Only a monster.
So does this end well or poorly for Meyer?
Probably poorly. I don't know.
I like that. So what kind of parent would hurt their son? Yeah. And then all of a sudden you just see from behind Dr. Radion standing up with like the empty crystal decanter in her hand, and she just like brings it down on I-10's head.
And he like all of a sudden he like transforms all these people, and it's like miserable. And he just knocks unconscious.
Definitely a book entertainment shelf.
Why, brother?
She just like keeps hitting. Alright.
Okay, so.
So the doctor was the killer all along.
No, it was the. Oh my god, you are so stupid. I can't believe we're related.
What?
Nothing. Look, Declan is like typing furiously with his one hand. This whole thing, it's like a big like algorithmic code to try to get it to shut down.
Only a robot could figure it out.
Wait,
I did know the password, but oh, my head.
No, I know where this is going. Wait. I recognize these formulas.
It's all spheres.
It's all spheres.
It's all spheres. And Declan just starts, like, typing furiously with his one hand.
Well, why does he know so much about spheres?
He's an exterior designer. It's
they're in. And he hits enter. And the tick just... Ooh.
Okay. You did it. You saved Omnitopolis. You're a hero.
No. I'm just an exterior designer who really loves spheres.
So, I think word about him needs to get out.
No, please don't. I just...
He stopped the biogenic weapon and uncovered the identity of the killer.
No, there was no...
All in defiance of Lord Omnivator.
No! Don't! That's bad!
Babe, you know the truth as well as I do. Lord Omnipotor's a joke.
That's why everything we've done here in this room has been recorded and broadcast across Omnitopolis.
What? Why? No! No! He just looks up at the camera. Yeah. No! I don't want to... I love Lord Omnipotor!
Franklin looks up the camera.
Three cheers for Declan... Jepson, the hero of Omnitopolis.
No, no, please don't. I had nothing Scourge to do with it.
Whatever.
What?
Scourge of...
Scourge of Lord Omnipotor.
No, I'm not.
We will take the city back.
No, I don't. I just want to go back to designing spheres. Oh, God.
Well, on the plus side, I do have an army of old I-2s.
Damn it, Omnipotor.
I-2s protect mommy.
What shall we do with our brother?
Take him to the scrapyard.
All right, so we have to roll.
See how we do.
Yeah! 8 black.
All right. 5 white.
10 whites.
Yeah, 8 black.
Could be worse.
Okay, so 8 black.
Both Ed and I.
Nothing to write home about. Back where you started, maybe sore and broke, just like yesterday and tomorrow. You probably learned something, though, like how to do it right next time. Next time.
So you get rebuilt. You get rebuilt. Maybe you're just a little less crazy.
Or, like, reprogrammed.
Yeah.
10.5.
10.5 white? Oh, sorry.
No.
Yeah, right.
I
10.5. Yeah, I 10.5. Gotcha. I was like, how did you roll a half?
I just am... I just stay, like...
You?
I mean, we started a revolution, but, like, I'm just a brainless...
Yeah,
truth seeker, and I just kind of...
And not very good at it?
Yeah, I just do whatever.
All right, so... what did you get?
10 white.
10 white.
What are you at?
I'm at 5 white.
Oh,
so 10 white is not too shabby. You've made it out with dignity intact through some fluke. There might even be a little profit or self-respect or something. Time to throw a little party for all your friends.
So I think Declan is now, like... the de facto leader of the resistance, because people have just, like, flocked to him because he's the hero of Omnitopolis and the scourge of Lord Omnipotor, and he hates it, but he has a novel sphere-based battle strategy that Lord Omnipotor and his robotic forces just can't comprehend, and so...
I never thought of using spheres to combat the tyranny. If you were my son, I'd be so proud of you.
If only.
And I got 5 white. Miserable. You are humiliated in a big public way, and whatever reputation you once had is now in dirty pieces all around you. You'll never think of these days without a shudder of horror at your own aggressive stupidity.
Yeah.
So yeah, I guess
you don't want to. You're not a big L of power, you know?
Right? I can't. I obviously can't be trusted with Lord Omnipotor's re-education camp anymore. I'm out with them, and I would never be accepted by the rebels.
Yeah.
So
don't worry. You have a good boy,
I just though. Kind of. I just kind of end up.
Oh, you and I-9 are living in a I-10.5 are living in a metal shack in the junkyard. You live in Jim's old shack.
And okay. The I-2s.
And the I-2s. Well, I'm guessing you guys commandeered the I-2s.
Yeah, the I-2s are ours. Oh. They're our robot
army. Don't worry, Mother. I'm a good boy.
So there's just like a big battle going on between the I-2s and their like... spherical obstacles and Lord Omnipotor's, Sardaukar troops or whatever the fuck.
I'm a good boy, Mother. I'm a good boy, Mother.
Yes, I 10.5. You're great. You're
that's
you're
all
a
he could say.
Boy.
I'm a good boy, Mother.
Yes.
Hey, I didn't die over here. Could somebody give me a hand? Could you mop me up? At least put me back in my beaker
or a cup. Any container would do.
I'd even take a bup.
Get the mop.
Beaker cup.
Get the mop, I-10.5. Get the mop.
I'm a good boy.
Can you... All we've got is a moom.
All we've got is a moom.
Or a brop.
No, go brop him up.
Go brop him up.
I'm a good boy.
All right. Well, that was... something.
Blarg!
We hope you. I mean, it was fun to play. It wasn't one of our best. But
no,
was...
we need a title for that too.
It's been a while. We had to, you know, get
so that was the title group. Of that was The Perfect World.
We needed a gay couple. That's what.
Yeah, that's what
it was missing.
Yeah. Not a gay couple. We need a gay couple.
We just need a gay couple.
I mean, to be fair, in a tyrannical dystopian future, homosexuality probably wouldn't be very common would be just as common, but it wouldn't be legal probably. In a dystopian future.
Depends on what kind of dystopia you want.
Maybe Lord Omnipotent's gay.
Maybe.
I can't believe you're so cold-minded about Lord Omnipotent.
No one has any civil rights, but you can marry whoever you want.
Yeah, very open-minded.
Yeah, that's totally fine. Political opinions, not allowed to have them.
Oh, yeah.
But love is love, man. That's what I say. Lord Omnipotent is woke about the one thing.
Yeah.
The truth about something?
The truth about robots? I don't know. Mm.
Truthiness.
Truth to power.
What?
What happened to I-9?
I don't know.
I think that had to do a lot with his rage.
Yeah.
And, many faces, one idiot.
we'll think of something.
Yeah. Listeners, if you have suggestions, leave them in the comments.
Or, you know, you'll just read whatever the title is to this.
I mean, they can still leave comments.
If you come up with a better one than we do, we'll change it.
Yeah.
We don't have any pride.
We'll give credit to you. No, we won't.
Yes, we will.
Oh, okay, we will.
All right, well, I thought that was a fun one.
Yeah,
it was fun. It took some left turns, but, you know.
Very, very sharp left.
Yeah. Does anyone have any last will thoughts?
Oh, that robot guy here?